Today's prayer focus are the Native American Indians, also known as the Indigenous people. There are almost 22,000 in San Bernardino County. And did you know one out of every three of them live in poverty? Their median income is only $23,000 a year. California is the home of the most of all states that have tribes. The ones that are represented in San Bernardino County are Chemehueve, the Colorado River Tribe, the Fort Mojave Tribe, and the San Manuel Tribe. Morongo Valley is the residence to the Indian Casino and Reservation, and in Highland, there's also the San Manuel Reservation and Casino. To help you understand them a little bit better, we're going to refer to some experts from the county's webpage that talk about the first San Bernardinians, which were called the Serranos. So let's find out how that happened. So the white man used to refer to them as savages, as awful as that sounds. And for the past century and a half, they would looked upon them as the primitive people with great pity and sorrow. They would use attitudes that were mean and cruel. In fact, they were those who followed them would even use a barbaric adage. The only good Indian was a dead Indian. That's how horrible they thought. But Father Garces, who spoke fondly of these natives, simply thought it was because of their ignorance of their customs. According to tribe historian Ernest Siva, these people called themselves Uwafitam, which means people of the pines. But Spanish explorers and missionaries gave them the name Serrano, meaning the mountain people, and is still used today to identify the tribe. The Serrano's territory extended from the Cajon Pass to 29 Palms and onto the high desert along the Mojave River. The conflict between the white man and the Indian started heating up during the 1860s. The Indians watched first with resentment, then smoldering rage as the newcomers slaughtered their animals, stole their land, ravished their natural resources. Tribes like the Serrano and neighboring Cahuilla realized that it was in their best interest to put up with these intruders than fight a losing battle. Meanwhile, the southern Paiutes and the Chemehueves out in the Mojave Desert felt the same. Trouble brewed when occasional horse and cattle rustling occurred in the valley and mountains. In 1862, a smallpox epidemic took a total of 3,500 to 1,000 of the Serranos living in the county. Cowboys were killed, the following year buildings were burned and looted, and what is now known as Lake Arrowhead. As a result, the white females formed a militia to eliminate the Indians, and most likely the raiders were either Paiute or Chemehueve and not Serrano. But the white man didn't care. In a 32-day campaign, most of the Indians in the mountain areas were killed or driven from their ancient homeland. Several of the surviving Serranos, led by Chief Antonio Sever, began working for ranchers in the valley, while the majority followed leader Santos Manuel into the foothills north of today's Patton State Hospital. The San Manuel Reservation became officially established by a presidential order in 1891. The scripture for today is John 10:14-16. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me, just as my Father knows me and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, American Indians too, that are not in this sheepfold, and I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. We pray in repentance for trying to eliminate the Indians, for the way that we talked about them in the past. Maybe even today we repent that if we've been degrading in any way or looked down on them, for wanting them to die, for not reaching out to them for Jesus. We ask for forgiveness for the history of rage and conflict, for making them feel less than. We ask for mercy with the Indians to see that God wants all people to come to know you. And God, we pray that the church would recognize there are Indians literally in our backyard, almost 20,000 of them, that we would find ways to reach out to them, to give them food and supplies that they desperately need within their poverty. We pray that we're able to bring the gospel in ways that they could understand. There is a ministry called Native Ministry. We pray they are able to reach out to this area and to reach these Indians for Jesus. We pray for the city to recognize them, to honor them, to give them help, that the city government would allow them to have their land and not just feed them alcohol and other things that we've heard about We also pray for the county that Native mission organizations would be able and come to reach these people, and the county would support the Native American Indians and bless them in the name of Jesus. We know that we can't forget them. We need to remember them because they literally were here before us. So keep them in mind the next time you drive by the mountains and look up. These were the Serrano Indians, at one time called another name. But those Indians were considered the people of the pines. So if you ever drive around Wrightwood or any of those areas along the San Bernardino Mountains, remember to pray for the Indians. Whenever you go by one of the casinos or see a billboard about it, remember to pray. Lift them up. May they go from poverty to be able to be at least have a median range. And pray for them to come to know Jesus. Remember, together, God will bless our unified prayers. Be sure to subscribe. We'll see you next time.